Unalaska has been trying for 3 decades to find an affordable way to build a geothermal power plant for the city at Makushin Volcano, but it's never gotten off the ground.
Right now, it's just pretty much a dead project.
Unalaska Public Utilities Director Dan Winters says the city is clearing out its geothermal savings. They've transferred an expiring federal grant to Accutan and rolled their local match back into the city's general fund. And soon the state legislature will likely take back the rest of the geothermal account, a $1.5 million grant that was never used. Unalaska wasn't always so disinterested in geothermal exploration. In the 1990s and 2000s, they partnered with the private trust that owns the resource to court developers in the lower 48. They even went together to Iceland to look at geothermal projects there. Trustee Jack Wood wants to see that partnership revived.
I guess all we're looking for is being able to have a fair assessment of where the project is, not just to say the project's a failure.
Once upon a time, all sides agreed that Makushin was a world-class geothermal resource. A test well drilled in the 1980s revealed it could generate enough electricity to heat at least 10,000 homes. Back then, the state of Alaska had control of Makushin, but they stepped back when oil prices crashed. Wood came on as a consultant for the private company that took over the lease, and in the mid-1990s, Wood and a group of investors bought the resource outright.
We formed the Alaska Limited Liability Company called KSLC, or Tegucy Soluta Land Company, and proceeded to undertake bringing in other companies to help develop the project.
Connecting Makushin to Unalaska's electrical grid would require new wells, a power plant, dock, and substations, plus miles of utility lines to stretch across water and rough terrain. All that infrastructure is a big driver of the project's upfront cost, anywhere from $100 million to more than $300 million. Jack Wood says the city of Unalaska wouldn't be expected to pay more than a third of that, but he does need them to sign on as a distributor, selling power to the town's 5,000 residents and shipping companies. Chris Laddick was Unalaska's city manager for 14 years. In that time, Laddick says he and the resource owners could never agree on a financial structure that wouldn't raise electric rates for consumers.
I mean, if it pencils out, it pencils out. And if it doesn't, you've got to be willing to say that it doesn't.
But it did have a major leg up compared to other renewable energy projects in small towns, where figuring out what to do with extra power can be a challenge. Unalaska's seafood processors can use as much electricity as the whole town combined, so much that, for the most part, they make it themselves. Art Aliment is the engineering director for Unicy, the city's largest plant.
If somebody knocked on my door and said, hey, we're going to put together a geothermal plant and we want to sell power, if I can buy it cheaper than what I'm making it now, then you know that's definitely something we're going to be interested in and we'll move forward with it. If it's out there available.
But Aliment says geothermal developers have always wanted firm commitments from the processors to buy a certain amount of power over a certain number of years. The fishing business fluctuates, and Aliment says they can't make any promises. That meant the city government had to charge ahead to make Makushin viable. But over the years, local support and funding broke down. By the time Chris Laddick left Unalaska to become the state's new commerce commissioner in March, the city was letting go of its Makushin savings and setting its sights back on diesel. That meant buying a fourth generator and new waste heat recovery systems to make the powerhouse sustainable as fuel prices fell. Jack Wood thinks that's short-sighted, but not for the obvious environmental reasons. He says it's about the money, long-term savings for residents and growing industries. But Wood and his group can't do much without a change in leadership. Right now, Unalaska is looking for a new permanent city manager. Makushin trustee Ed Fish says they'll reach out to that person to resurrect the project.
It's going to take a cooperative effort to get this thing done. If there is a city administration and a city council that wants to work towards that end, they will find ready participants in us. And if that doesn't come to pass, well, our kids will end up owning part of a volcano.
For now, though, they'll shop Makushin around to private companies alone and wait for a chance to bring the city back on board. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.